And when I went on my first meeting with somebody that I connect with,
yeah,
and I showed up, the girl was like, "Oh, so you really look like that in real life?" I'm like,
"What is that?
What do you mean?" She's like, "Yeah, with all the rings and accessories, and I didn't have my contacts in. I'll just look at myself dressing the way I do."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I thought it was just a picture, like, you know, from like modeling stuff like that." I was like, "This is what you do all the time." I'm like, "This is what I look like. This is me." It's like, "I didn't say anything about you." And then I told her, I was like, "If I splash water on your face, would it melt?" She's all like, "Excuse me?" I'm like, "I'm just saying, I didn't say anything about the makeup." So,
oh my God!
So.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast! Woo! Yeah, studio audience. It's just us and the stuffed animals. Today, joining me in the back of the canoe, because I learned that steering a canoe doesn't mean you're in the front, means you're in the back. I have Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Hey, how's everybody doing? How you doing, Dare?
I'm doing so good. I did some research on canoeing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought you steered, stored, how do you say that in the proper tense? Well, if you're steering the canoe, I thought you had to be in the front. Turns out you got to be in the back.
Is it like the back or the sides? Because, you know, you're going like this to turn and yeah. Then to turn. So there's like, I don't know. It all depends, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a canoe expert, but I do have a topic that I feel like I could be a bit of an expert on, in my opinion. Dating. Pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and post. Is that after? Yeah, after the pandemic. I was trying to think of a really cool topic for you and I to talk about because I love doing celebrity gossip, but also sometimes I just want to feel like, I don't know, there's no pressure to talk on anything. People aren't going to misquote us. And I feel like dating is such a good one because everybody has different experiences with it. And I was at the gym. I was talking to my personal trainer, just being like, "Hey, I'm having a hard time picking a topic. Like, if you were to listen to a podcast, what would you listen to?" And he was like, "I would love a podcast from like a male and female, you know, opposite genders, of their perspective on dating after the pandemic." And I don't know. I just felt kind of like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. But then this guy came into the gym and was like putting his stuff in a locker and he overheard us talking. And he was like, "Yeah, dating after the pandemic is really hard." And me and my trainer looked at each other and then looked at this guy and we were like, "I'm sorry, what? Can we get that on as a soundbite?" You know, like, he just, this guy wanted to be part of the conversation. I had no idea who he was. And he was very nice. He, like, gave his two cents on, like, he's like, "Man, dating apps are terrible. And it's so hard to find somebody. Like, I don't know if this is an LA thing or if it's, like, an everywhere thing." And it was so sweet that he just, like, took a second to, like, chime in. And then he just went on his way with his workout.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. You're onto something. Yes.
I think so. I just felt like, okay, if that random guy that doesn't know me thought it was interesting enough to talk about, I was like, maybe we could take a swing at it.
I kind of what grinds his gears, huh? All right.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, it's been a minute, so let's dive into the deep, dark world of dating. So, what's your experience with dating apps?
Ooh, a long time ago, when I was single, I tried it. Mm-hmm. I described myself as a car.
Okay.
It was a 1982, the year I was born. Cause Charger, custom paint job, slightly used, broken chassis, which is like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Takes 15 miles of whiskey gallon and, you know, bada bing. And I put my picture up and then I put my picture up. Mm-hmm. And when I went on my first meeting with somebody that I connect with.
Yeah.
And I showed up, the girl was like, "Oh, so you really look like that in real life?" I'm like,
"What is that?
What do you mean?" She's like, "Yeah, with all the rings and accessories." And I didn't have my contacts in. I'll just look at myself dressing the way I do.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I thought it was just a picture, like, you know, from like modeling stuff like that." I was like, "This is what you do all the time." I'm like, "This is what I look like. This is me." It's like, "I didn't say anything about you." And then I told her, I was like, "If I splash water on your face, would it melt?" She's all like, "Excuse me?" I'm like, "I'm just saying, I didn't say anything about the makeup." So,
oh my God!
So She's like, whatever. Maybe she's like, let's just sit down. I'm like, cool. We met at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
She sat down. I'm like, I'll be right back. She's like, what? It's like, I gotta make a quick phone call. And I left.
Whoa, really?
I'm just like, that's rude. It's like, you look so, you really look like this? I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Wow. I'm not gonna try to justify that or anything like that. So, yeah.
That's interesting. What dating app was it? Was it like Bumble?
Something that doesn't Tinder. Exist?
Oh, it was Tinder. Tinder. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like back in 2015, 16, one of those. 16 or 17, 2016 or 17, yeah.
So I never used Tinder, so I'm not like familiar with it. Obviously, I know the joke about like swiping right and swiping left, but I did use one that was called Coffee Meets Bagel, and this was when I like lived in Orlando, and I worked in entertainment, so I kind of wanted to date outside of the castle, so to speak, because I felt like, I don't know, to add a little perspective and something different. And the few guys that I went out with were super nice. They were like really nice guys. I thought we like meshed really well. And they were very fascinated with the idea of like working at the theme parks. Like I found they were asking me more questions about myself rather than me really getting to know them. And psychologically speaking, if you can get the other person to talk more about themselves, that's how you know if a date is going really well. Obviously, you need to talk a little bit and give them a little bit about yourself. But I felt kind of like I didn't really know them by the end of the dates. And I decided that like dating apps weren't really for me because it just didn't feel organic. It felt forced. And I don't know if anybody else watching this will agree with that, but I feel like it's kind of awkward because you know each other from online. Like you said, like you've seen each other's photos and then you're like there in person. And I don't know, something to me just feels a little like it's not natural in a sense. But I know two people that have met off Tinder and got married.
Damn.
So I know a few couples actually. And I think that that's awesome that they can get over that awkwardness stage. But I don't know if I could. I don't know. That's so interesting, though, that she was very, like, critical about you and your photos and the way you decorate yourself with your jewelry.
Yeah, like, basically she thought I was just some kind of, like, I don't know, model for, like, Hot Topic or something like that. something like that, you know, like a rock band kind of thing.
I get that. But, like, the fact that you post that photo of yourself, did you continue on the app?
No.
Or no?
No, after that, I was like, no, I'm done. I'm done with this stuff. I'm done with this computer crap. Let me be somebody in person, at least.
Yeah.
I had a bar.
The clever writing, though. Like, the car writing, I think, is really different.
I mean, that's my personality, you know? Like, I use metaphors, and I'm like, well, if somebody gets this and understands this. Like, she commented on that, too.
Yeah.
In the app. She's like, that's a creative way to, like, describe yourself.
Yeah. I'm
like, thank you. And then we just kept on talking. She's like, let's meet up at a Starbucks. I'm like, cool. Let's do that. So, and it just went horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't believe you said if you threw water at her. I think my mind is still caught up on that. I'm like, oh my God, Cosmo.
I know it's a bad thing to say, but I was like we all were things, and we all know about makeup, and we all know about making yourself looking good.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, everybody, even like what sometimes if I'm on set, I'll wear makeup.
Of course.
But I'm just saying, I was like, it's something I wouldn't have naturally go to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, but like, you insulted me, and I will try to insult you back.
Yeah.
Slightly.
So, here to piggyback off that a little bit, if you did see somebody on a dating app, and they, like, you know, looked really great, you asked them out on a date, and then they didn't look like themselves, because the guy who came into the gym, throwing it back to the beginning of the episode, his, like, first complaint was that people post photos and now it's so easy for us to edit them now that people show up and they don't look like themselves. Would you have the guts to tell somebody on a first date that they don't look like their photos?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't at all?
First impression is everything. The first thing out of your mouth is an insult. I'm done. I'm done. Yeah. I'm sorry. But like if she didn't look like her pictures, well, she looked like her pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great. But
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically.
But if she didn't, if she was like, you know, just like bumming it and having a good time, chilling and whatnot, I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Now we're like, let's just get to know. It's like, as my partner knows, that like when I'm at home chilling, I don't have rings on, I don't have contacts on, but I mainly look like I'm still about to go out. So it's weird. So
I feel like I think I would honestly tell someone, because if you don't know them and you can say it in a polite manner, I think It's their choice to take it how they want to. Like, they can decide to get all huffy and be like, I do look like my photos. Or you could be planting a seed that could help them in the long run actually find someone on the app. And I think it's all in the way you say it. Like, because think about it, they don't know you. So if you get halfway through the date, I would kind of sneak in like a, you're not exactly like your photos that you posted. And then if they're like, oh, like, what do you mean? You could be like, well, you're so much more like fun and charismatic in person. I felt like your photos were very stoic. Like, I think there's a way to politely compliment them, but also make them feel like you don't have to pretend to be some, perfected version of yourself on this dating app. You can just be yourself. At least that's how I would say it. Like, I really think I would try to, but not like you said, straight out the way at the or straight up the top of the date. Because I think you got to give them time to like ease into themselves a little bit and then maybe drop them with the like, hey, because I would want someone to tell me. Like, I used to work with photographers all the time and they would tell me like, oh, you don't really look like your photos. And they were paying me to work with them. So I'd be like, okay, what makes you say that? And a lot of times it was because they said that I never used to smile a lot in my posts because I just used to be like very, not even serious, but like I would just post a lot of like model face photos, like just like stoic, I guess. And when you meet me, I'm all smiles. Like I'm very like Disney Channel, So I did at first when I got that comment was like defensive, like, what do you mean? Because sometimes people can be rude about it, but the few that did say it really changed my perspective on what I posted, and I think it could help maybe.
Not bad.
Yeah, but I'm also that person that like on a first date, which I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. I do like to test not boundaries, but the waters a little bit and ask them questions that maybe people typically wouldn't ask them. Just because like it's fun to see what they'll do with it. Like my favorite is if you could be any condiment, what condiment would you be? Cause like it doesn't matter. You could say mustard and I'm not gonna be like, okay, date's over. You know what I mean? Like I think
Creative.
just things that are you would never think of.
Interesting.
What condiment would you be?
If I was a condiment, I would probably be garlic butter.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Oh, garlic's good. I'm half Italian,
Gosh, I don't even know what mine would be. I used to say mustard all the time, but now I'm like, what's that one condiment that like you usually get at like sushi restaurants? It's
Sorry?
not soy. It's like more of an orange. It's like a mayo, a spicy mayo
Spicy
maybe.
mayo,
I think I'd be a spicy mayo.
Hey, there you
Cuz
go.
I do love a little spice. A little spice. What's the last date you went on? It doesn't have to be like a first date.
Last date I went on,
Yeah.
like, okay, last date I went on was, oh man, it was with my partner. It was like some weird horror place. It was
Okay.
like a theater. It's kind of like here for a limited time. They had like a, when you walk in, it was like this like little scary kind of situation. We're both into horror,
Spooky.
spooky stuff,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, then one room they had like ancient horror flicks, like playing like The Fly and like,
Oh, cool.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. And another
Yeah.
one, they had merchants and they had bars everywhere, popcorn over here, chocolate over there, a little diner, like a diner, like a little speakeasy spot where they're doing trivia of
That's
like
fun.
horror movies. So it was cool. Just
Yeah.
me and her having a good time, a little date night.
Aw, I love that you found something. I feel like we're really spoiled in LA that like every night there's something going on. So like finding a thing to do in LA is like very easy. But I will say it sometimes it's hard to find something that like fits the date that you're on. I kind of want to throw it to a unique date I went on. I went to see one of my friends sing. And so it was like I was on a date with a girl, but I wasn't like dating her. It was kind of like a girl date. But it was funny because me and my friend were having like such a good time that somebody who worked there, who was a singer there, actually asked me out on a date. And I thought that that was kind of fun. And I was like, oh, I don't really know this person. And it turns out this person was a magician. And I've never been on a date with a magician. So of course I gave him my phone number and went on a date with him. And it was really nice. It was a really great date. And I think that this person was like such a charmer, such a great guy, But I did learn very quickly in the date that he was like really outdoorsy. And if you know anything about me, I will never go camping in my life.
So you want to go to Wasteland with us?
No. So my assistant's really trying to get me to go. Really? She really wants me to go to Wasteland.
You probably like Neotrop was way better than Wasteland.
I love the style of Wasteland. Okay. I love like the cool, I like how everybody dresses. Mm-hmm. I like the bone art. I like the idea of like the barter system. I think it's so cool. But the camping and the being outside in the dirt and in the heat, I'm like, I can't.
I got you.
My Wi-Fi like stopped for like 10 minutes today and I was like, what's going on? You know?
Oh, no, that's true. When you're out there for 5 days, you don't get any signal, hardly get any signal. And by the time you get to the main road, notifications from everybody trying to contact you. It's quite exhilarating, but still.
I'm never going to Wasteland. Just kidding. Honestly, my best relationship is with this man named Wi-Fi. He treats me so good until I forget to pay the bill. But yeah, I went on a date with this magician. It didn't go anywhere like super special. It was just like a nice restaurant, but it was like magical.
Did he use magic tricks the whole time? Was he doing magic tricks?
No, he wasn't. Okay, he was good. Very like
good man.
He was very like down to earth, which I think is why we vibe so well. But he just was like, I really felt bad telling him like the next day, like, hey, I just don't think this will work. Like, this is the type of guy who on the weekends would like pack up all of his gear and go like hiking or like snowboarding.
I know a lot of people like that. My producer's girlfriend, he's seen, she's like that, so it's pretty cool.
Outdoorsy, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just I try it. I'll try it. If somebody tells me, hey, we're gonna go horseback riding, I'm like, okay, let's go.
Oh, horseback riding I'll totally do. Yeah. So my next question for you is, if you were to give someone advice that happens to be listening to the Delulu Canoe podcast, what on dating, what would be like your biggest piece of advice? Like if they're having a hard time trying to find somebody, or, you know, just, or it's a friend at a bar that's just like, hey man, like, what do I do? Like, what's a good general, like bumper sticker advice for dating?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just play it.
Like back out run.
No, I would suggest, when you focus on yourself, mm-hmm. and you focus on your career, even if you don't, if you already do have everything going for you or whatnot, there's still stuff that you're shooting for and hopes and dreams and whatnot. Usually the right person comes along when you're not looking at, when you're not looking for it. And then sometimes you also got to look to the person that's always there, ladies. But
I'm just, oh my God. Cosmo, you're throwing all the shots today.
No. Just because, you know, it's like, I'm looking for a guy that's awesome. He's always there for me, blah, blah, blah. And you get this meme zone. That friends right there is like, I'm right here. It was like a cloud riding over him. No. But,
oh my gosh.
I would say, just be you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just be you and be courteous. I was raised to be, well, a hopeless romantic jester and gentleman, whatnot, where that seems to be dead these days. But
it's only as dead as you make it. I don't know what to say. It's only as.
Well, it's kind of hard because if you open the door for somebody or be nice for somebody, some people take it the wrong way now.
I know.
And like you'd be like, what are you trying to do? Or just trying to be nice to common courtesy. It's kind of like walking on wet toilet paper when you're like approaching a woman, mm-hmm. or of any other sex. It's just like, I don't want this to take in the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say something or do something. They'll get me canceled. It's really horrible nowadays. So I'm just saying, just be yourself. If she approaches you, then bada bing. I think that takes a lot of guts because us guys are always approaching.
The initiators, yeah.
We're always approaching and we're always like, we go, like what I hear with most guys, because I don't do it. I just be myself. And then someone comes along like, hey, I take interest in you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, aww, cool.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of them do. And you're like, guys will be going like, I think probably like 50 women a night, just asking them out on a date, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like watching the World Cup, going to a club, you know, a bunch of guys trying to score for 90 seconds. So.
Dang. Okay. Interesting.
But it's just, that's not trying to score, trying to catch a date. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's
I think just being yourself, like you said, is a really great piece of advice. Mm-hmm. And I also want to draw a circle around the whole What did you say from the top? I'm losing my train of thought now.
Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself.
Just focus on yourself.
Yeah, that's such a great, like, people always say it. And then the people who are single are always like, well, that's easy for you to say. But it's really true. Like, if you focus on yourself but leave space for someone to kind of fit into your life. Mm-hmm. For example, I had a friend who was talking to me and she had mentioned that she was scared that she wasn't going to find her true love, kind of thing. And I was like, well, you have so much going on in your life. Even if your true love came and smacked you upside the head, you wouldn't even know because you're so busy. Yeah. And it's crazy now because she's made the time. We've talked about this multiple times on the podcast. She made the time for someone and like was putting herself out there more. And now she's dating somebody. Nice. So, yeah, I agree with your two piece of advice. I'll also add on to it. If you don't find someone within like your circle or within like your daily routine, sort of like, so to speak, like I tend to go and do the same things every week. Like I go to the same karaoke bar. I go to the same places. I highly recommend stretching yourself to be a little uncomfortable and try something new. Like everybody has like an art class or a vocal class or therapy, group therapy or something that like they wanted to stretch themselves and try. And I highly recommend doing that because you get put in a room with a bunch of other people that want to learn that skill too. And then you could possibly meet somebody there where it's not in your friend group. It's not in your regular pool. So you just get to be the best version of yourself in front of a bunch of strangers. And, you know, maybe like a little flame will spark. Like, I think art classes are so fun.
They are. They are. I had a guy on my show, Andrew. Sorry, Andrew. Andrew Curry. He teaches art.
Oh, okay.
And he teaches art in two places. One's a university where you have to like enroll to go in, but one is like a free thing. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, hey, I'll take you up on that. I'll go check it out.
Yeah. So. Oh, I'd love that. Like, I like the idea of like, or the, what's it called? Color Me Mine? Is that the one where you go and you drink and you paint?
Yeah.
I think that's such a cute idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do an episode there.
That'd be cool.
I don't know how, but that'd be funny if we just were painting and drinking, letting everything just see what we want to talk about.
Yep.
So another key question that I get asked a lot about dating is, so you see somebody, don't focus so much on like the setting, but you see somebody who you think is cute and you want to ask out on a date. How do you go about doing it? Because I've had this happen the right way and the wrong way.
How do I go about asking somebody?
Yeah. I have an answer if you want me to go first.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll buy you some time. So for example, like, I see somebody, again, don't focus on the setting. Don't, like, put yourself in a place. There was one time I saw a guy who was really cute, and I walked up to him, and I had, like, a light conversation, like, oh, I like your jacket. Like, I complimented something on him. And the way that he responded was like, oh, thank you so much. It's my favorite band, XYZ. And that's how I got, like, the green light of, like, oh, we didn't get just, like, a one-word answer. We got an actual thought-out response. And then that's when I reply and I'm like, oh, that's so cool that you like that band. I've never heard of them before. I'll have to check it out. Then it puts the ball back in his court a little bit to be like, yeah, you know, they're on social media. They're blah, blah, blah. He can say something else. And at that point, that's enough green flags in order for me to go like, so are you seeing anybody? And, you know, like, you're really cute. Like, just something very casual. And then if he has a girlfriend, then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Just, you're really cute. Just wanted to ask you out. Like, just play it off. Walk away casually, cool like. But if he says he's not dating someone, if he's like, oh, actually, I'm not seeing anybody, but is this you asking me on a date? Boom, there you go. Like, I think for me personally, if I'm going to approach, it's approaching casually and reading the cue of the other person. So walk me through your process.
My process is I do a lot of weird stuff. Cool things.
Yeah.
Whips and chains, the ball gag.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No.
Straight out the gate.
So I do, like, you know, I do a couple events or, like, cons or the Labyrinth. Perfect one.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away. Mm-hmm. I asked this one girl, I was like, do you like fairies? Aww. She's like, you mean fairies? I'm like, yeah, fairies. Like, Tinkerbell, you know, freaking... Tinkerbell's the only one I know.
Yeah, right. I was like, what's another fairy? the new fairy from Pinocchio.
Yeah, so the one from Fringilli, which everyone
there you go
forgets, which I just did. I'm basically breaking into some like it's like a mystery. Some people say when I'm like tipsy, I act like Jack Sparrow, which I don't see.
It, oh my god, yes.
Somebody, but I'm Italian, so I speak with my hands. You know, if you cut off the Italian's hands, then he's mute. Anyways. Okay, so I was just like,
oh my god.
I was like, do you like fairies? She's like, yeah. She's like, have you ever been to a masquerade? Like, no. I was like, would you like to go? It's like, I happen to have a ticket to a very special event that happens twice, two times out of the year, blah, blah, blah. Just a pain in the picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not a date or anything like that, but I like to take somebody that's never been. So if you like, bada bing, there's dancing, there's this, blah, 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 blah. That's how I do it. Mm-hmm. Intriguing. That's how I approach, after we're having a conversation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But usually with conversations, some people like to talk about themselves a lot. Yeah. So if I'm like, dude, that's a nice jacket, or like, that's a great purse. Or Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
You have to be careful about purses, though, because sometimes women will think you're batting for the other team.
True. I love that purse. Oh, my God. We need to go for a date. I'm serious. Girl. Oh, my God. What's that brand? Everybody, that backpack everyone is wearing.
Loungefly?
Loungefly. Yeah, it's like Loungefly. Oh, my God. Lilo and Stitch. Yes.
My favorite.
But see, I'm like that. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. But...
Yeah.
If you're cool with that, that's how I break the ice.
Yeah.
Any weird way to get a rise out of you or whatever. But yeah, it's
go through. So you go straight for the invite.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in a way, a suggestion is like, hey, I know this one crazy place where there's like a lot of weird people that we can just sit back and watch. People you like people watch. Watching? You should check it out. It's up to you. But you know, I'll be there. So.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I like that though.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a thing that works differently for them.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is reading the signs if they're interested back. Because you can usually tell by someone's response they are wanting to play the game a little bit or if they have no interest in you.
And it helps if you know body language.
Yes.
And like face. Like the way they talk and the way they say things, you can tell by tone.
Yeah.
And body language. If they're excited, blah, blah, blah. If they're turning towards you or they're to the side talking to you, looking that way, that means they're just not interested. But it's like, you're bothering me. Get away from me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things to look at and to judge.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Body language is key, especially when it comes to talking to complete strangers. Because, you don't know anything about them. You literally know nothing. You're just two strangers that happen to be at the same place. So yeah, 100% will back that up. So I have some random questions for you, Cosmo. People often ask me, if I was at this location and I tried to ask out a girl, would that be okay? So I made a list of random locations. I want to ask you if you would think as a guy, if it's okay.
Okay.
So if a girl came up to you on a hiking trail.
No.
Really?
Yeah, one, I wouldn't be on a hiking trail. But if I was on a hiking trail, because I walk a lot, but not for just to a destination, not just for hey, I'm walking up this and taking a selfie and posting.
Oh my god.
So
we won't even find you on the hiking trail.
No.
I was just like, hell no.
And if you did, I wouldn't look like how I am right now. I'd be totally in disguise.
You're like, nope.
Okay. So for me, no.
Okay. I would say yeah, because I think it'd be interesting. What about the gym? If a girl came up to you while you're at the squat rack and she was like, hey, you look really like you can handle that weight that you're lifting. I'm trying to think of a pickup line.
Well, depending on how she approaches me.
Yeah.
He or she, because let's face it, come on. I mean, we're in that day and age.
Hell yeah.
I've been hit on by a lot of men. None. And there's nothing wrong with that, actually.
Yeah, I encourage it.
I think that would be healthy.
Okay.
I think that's healthy, yeah. Because you're both in a situation. You can already tell a lot by that. They're ready, they're fit, they're healthy, they're ready to work out, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. That would be a cool, potentially, date gym partner, then I'll probably go on a hiking trail.
I was going to say, wait, what? Person, so with that person. Saying, hang on. So you say no to hiking trail, but you say yes to the gym?
I wouldn't be hiking by myself or just for purposes when I meet somebody, but no, no. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's hilarious because I would say no to the gym.
Nice.
This is why we're talking this out. Because that's the reason I only work out at a gym with my personal trainer, because I would get hit on so often at the gym, and I hated it. And this isn't like a weird flex. I'm not trying to be like, well, everybody talks to me at the gym. I just, when I go to the gym, I go there to work out, and I just want to go in, do my thing, and go. And it started to get like a little creepy, especially in Orlando when I used to work out at a gym. So that's why I now just only go with a personal trainer, so that way no weirdness. But what about a bar? Like, if some girl came up to you at a bar, Cosmo, whether you're working there or not, what would you, is that a yes or a no?
If I was working there, no. You never took your work home, because that can be really bad. We talked about this another episode. But
really? Even if she's, like, super cute?
No, because if it doesn't work out, stalker craziness can drive your life insane.
Oh, my God.
Or just bad reviews, or just bad.
Bad juju.
Bad juju and bad gossip.
Interesting.
Yes. If I was at the bar just drinking, having a good time, somebody comes up to me and is like, cool. And then I'd be like, shot?
Shot.
And she goes, whiskey?
Shot.
Awesome.
Nice. Oh, if she gets whiskey. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I'm learning so much about you in this episode. Okay. What about a nightclub? So you're going out. Oh, wait. I didn't answer bar. I would say yeah at a bar.
Okay.
I did actually almost say yeah at a bar, but I was dating somebody else. So yeah, that guy missed. He should have met me sooner. Because that relationship that I was in didn't really work out. But, you know, nightclub. You're going to a nightclub. You're going dancing. Could be like a speakeasy nightclub. I don't know.
No.
So yes to the bar, but no to the nightclub.
A nightclub is like hunting grounds to me.
Yeah.
It's like every guy's on the prowl, and every guy and woman's on the prowl. Because, you know, let's face it, like it's an equal opportunity for both sexes. So
yeah.
I just want to go and have a good time, be with friends and hang out and dance. I do actually dance, so. If there's a good song on. So I would say no. So I'm like, what? It's like, no, thank you, but we could dance. We can have this, blah, blah, blah.
We can dance if you want to.
Night is young, and so am I.
I would say no to the nightclub, too, because I don't go to nightclubs.
Yeah.
So just like you said no to the hiking trail, I'm kind of like, yeah, nightclub's not the vibe. What about church, Cosmo? I know you are at the altar every weekend. If you were in church praying to the Star Wars God, wait, what is there, like, do they worship in Star Wars? I don't think they do.
I don't know. Star Wars fandom is like a church. Just so many different
cult.
So many different religions, so many different beliefs, and what's right and what's the right lore.
It's a trap.
I won't get into that. I'll get into that on my show, but not here.
Check out the Cosmo show.
Church, if I was going to church, yes, because that's the same kind of community awesomeness, worshipness, and, you know, it's like, that's a religious matter situation, if I was into that. So, like, yeah, let's say okay, if I was a church-going person.
Yeah, I would say no, because I've dated church boys, and it's always bad. It's always bad. So I personally would say no. So sorry if you see me at church, don't ask me out. What about AA, Cosmo? If you're in AA, you're having a rough time. It's the worst time. You're just trying to get over your addiction. Some cutie pie sitting next to you trying to get over her addiction.
Nah,
or their addiction.
I feel like the person who was looking for somebody to fix.
Yeah, I can fix you.
Well, I mean, it could be somebody to fix, or if I was like an old school rock star watch, I was like, hey, you know, I'm, he's old. he still has money. He's trying to fix himself. He has no privilege to see his kids anymore. So that's how the questions were about a big boom.
Oh my gosh.
But I would say no for AA.
Yeah, same. I think it's a little, I just don't know that two people that are trying to recover is the best idea. What about a movie theater? You're standing in line. You're getting your popcorn. You're getting that creepy Dune bucket that looks like a... that looks like... I won't say what it looks like. You're trying to pick up the Dune bucket. And then some person behind you is like, ooh, you getting the Dune bucket?
Yeah. Do you like butter?
Woo!
No. Theaters? Yeah, it could be cute.
Yeah. But what if they're seeing like a weird movie? Like you're there seeing Dune and she's there seeing like, I don't know, what's like a really weird movie? I don't know, like some animated silly movie.
Nah, I like all movies, so. Okay. If she was seeing like.
Like Trolls. I went and saw Trolls.
You went to see Trolls?
I did. Because yeah. The singing in it was really good. And I love Anna Kendrick, so.
Anna Kendrick's awesome.
I love her.
Yeah. Definitely. Especially if somebody, I would say somebody was like, hey, you know, I'm seeing Trolls. And I was like, really? I'm seeing Dune. She's like, you should really see Trolls. I'm like, well, what if I go see Trolls right now?
Whoa. I like that.
And then, you know, spicy. It's like Dune. It's like, yeah, well, Dune is just Dune. I'll either catch it or stream it. But if you want to hang out and share the Dune bucket.
I was going to say, hang on. I got to get that Dune bucket first. Oh my gosh. So I asked a couple of my friends to help me with this list. So okay. I wonder if you can guess who came up with this one. The cemetery.
Yes.
You lost someone. You're having a rough time.
Oh, shit.
You're grieving. And some cutie with a booty and a black outfit comes up to you. Her husband just died. I don't know. She's like, I'm grieving.
For me, yes.
Whoa.
That's just my thing.
Shocker.
Shocker. Did Chrissy come up with that one?
Yeah, of course.
She's a spooky child. Yeah, I would say yes. Especially if they're by themselves, you know? It's like a perfect setting. It's like The Crow. It's like awesome.
Oh, I'm going to say hard pass. We are so different people. This is why I knew this would be great. Okay, what about a charity event? You're at like a breast cancer walk or I don't know, what's like a...
I do one for the Ghostbusters. It's like a Ronald McDonald's charity whatnot event.
Okay, yeah.
There's some people that do like some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I could totally see that.
Okay, yeah. I'm in agreement. I think charity events are great places to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't everybody sign up for a charity event at once when you know I'm going. What about the beach? You're getting your tan on. You're at the beach. You got sand in your cheeks. You got sand in your hair.
Gets everywhere.
It does. I hate sand.
Of course.
Gets everywhere. See, I'm learning Star Wars.
Beach, yeah. 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 I don't know. I'm a kind of guy that just like, I like a mystery.
Okay.
So seeing somebody in the bikini right off the bat, I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm just old fashioned. I'm approved that way.
All right. I get you.
A beach. I like to go to beaches at night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's so much better.
You're like a moon person, right?
Yeah. So I would have to pass on the daytime at beach, but nighttime, yes.
Okay. I think I would say yeah to the beach, night or day. Because, like, campfire on the beach, like, s'mores would be kind of cute and fun.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, during the day, if, like, there's a cute guy there and he's like, hey, and he's all excited, I think it could be kind of, like, fun. Very, like, Grease vibes. Like, summer loving, have me a blast. Yes, you know, I think it'd be cute. With sand everywhere. What about the hair salon, Cosmo? You're sitting down. You're getting your hair did. You're getting your hair done.
Damn.
And then, like, the girl maybe in the chair next to you or the girl doing your hair. Is like,
I would say yes. If I got my hair done, I do it all myself.
Okay.
I'd say yeah.
See, I think if I was at a hair salon, I would say no. I don't know why though. Like, I don't really have a good reason for it, but something is just like, I already feel weird going into the hair salon.
What if you go to that person all the time though? You already built a reputation, like a rapport, like a friendship. And if that person speaks, like, strikes interest.
And, like, a paid thing, like, where I'm trading, like, money for them to do my hair well. And then all of a sudden they're trying to, like, date me, I think would be weird. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, hair people hear a lot of secrets. Like, they get all the tea.
They do. It's one thing, like, everybody talks to a hairstylist. All the gossip.
Yeah, I think I would say no if it was the hairstylist.
Mm.
But even if it was, like, the person in the next chair over, I think I still would say no.
Really?
For literally no reason. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just a strange place to ask someone out. I don't know. But I said yes to the freaking, I don't know. I said yes to a lot of weird things. So what do I know at this point? Okay, last one. Car dealership. You're buying a car.
Ooh.
You're picking out your ride. Maybe it's not like the car saleswoman, but it's like somebody else buying
somebody
a car.
Somebody else buying a car?
Yeah. They're like signing away to like give up $2,000 as a down payment. And they're just like, hey, you know, I couldn't help but notice the way you signed your name on the way that they repoed your car. I'm just kidding, but you get the idea.
Thank you. My name is Hector, and I'm here to buy a Maserati. They don't have Maseratis, but I see that you're driving a RAV4. I like it. No?
Lamborghini.
No.
Oh, you would say no?
No, yeah. That's like, it's, I don't know, that's, I'm not trying to pick up anybody. I'm just trying to pick a car and not get swindled.
Yeah, I feel that. I think that would be a little weird.
Yeah.
But I think though, if somebody were, like, if they were, like, my type or, like, interesting, maybe I would just for the story. Because, like, I didn't ever picture myself going out with a magician. But I never had that experience. So I was like, I'll go out with a magician. It'll be fun.
I have one for you.
Ooh, okay.
Comic-Con.
Oh, my gosh.
At a cosplay convention.
Okay. Ooh. This is tricky because I did go on a date with someone. Well, technically it wasn't even like a date. I was actually trying to like hire him for an event because I was throwing this event. Well, I was planning on throwing this event and doing a bunch of music videos around this event and like getting a crew together. So this guy came up to me and talked to me at my booth for a long period of time after the show was closing last year. I don't remember. But I invited him to go grab coffee with me. And he told a bunch of his friends that, like, we went on a date. And it was just such a weird thing because he was using, like, my social media to, like, show other girls to be like, I went on a date with this girl, but I turned her down for you. So he was using me as, like, a ploy. Wow. And that really turned me off from, like, even trying to connect with other cosplayers.
Yeah.
Outside of the industry, which I'm over it now. Obviously, like, I still work with other people. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I would have to say no after that experience.
Cool.
Because it just, like, I thought he was just, like, a genuinely nice guy, and it turns out he was, like, a complete douchebag. He was a douche canoe.
Douche canoe.
Yeah.
What about on set?
On set, I fall in love so fast. So I think if I was on set, I would do it. Nice. Especially if it was my love interest in something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. I think I would set the boundary, though, of, like, okay, like, we're just going on a date and that's it. Hmm. Like, I've asked co-actors out to, like, go on dates before.
Hmm.
But, like, for the scene and for the work.
Yeah, that's, I think I would do that, too. If it's, like, if I'm, like, the other person I'm on the movie or show with is a love interest, like, you want to hang out, get some coffee, get some dinner, actually get to know each other so we can understand each other's vibes.
Yeah.
But no connections whatsoever, I think, because I'm just doing it for work and research and
yeah. feel better. And it's technically, like, not a date, but it is a date.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, double date.
Cool.
But, hey, those of you that are listening, either if you're on Spotify, Apple Music, be sure to give us a good rating because it always helps out with newer podcasts. And we are still in our infancy, so please help us out. Also, if you want to help us curate another list for when we revisit dating, I would love some other locations that we missed that you would love our opinion on. Because I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Like, hearing your answers versus mine, so different, and I love it.
Yeah.
So let us know in the comments down below, or let me know on Instagram if you have any other places that you would like to know if hitting on us would be appropriate at those places. Huge shout out to Loyal Fans. They technically weren't a sponsor of this episode, but I am now one of their spokesmodels. So I'll be talking a lot about Loyal Fans on this show every once in a while.
Hey, congratulations.
So, yeah, right? Thank you so much. So be sure to make an account and come follow me on there. I would love to see you on there. Be sure to subscribe to DeLulu Canoe. And, yeah, don't be a douche canoe. Stay like in the that. DeLulu Canoe and don't be a douche canoe.
I like that.
We're workshopping new outros. So if you got a good outro saying, maybe we'll use it. Should we change it every time?
Yeah, we could.
Oh my gosh. We might have to do it. All right. Thank you all so much. Subscribe and don't be a douche canoe.